It's very predictable that the United States would be objecting to this sale, but it's also noteworthy that the sale is entirely legal. And the sale essentially, I think, solidifies a guarantee that if Israel tries to pull anything in the way of subterfuge to undermine this agreement, this P5+1 agreement with Iran, that the defensive S-300 system being sold to the Iranians by Russia is going to give Iran a better chance of defending itself in case, again, there is something that ends up happening that shouldn't happen, because Netanyahu is going to, first of all, do everything that he can to subvert this agreement in the United States Congress. We'll know by the 17th of September whether or not he's successful at that. If he's not successful, I'm sure that he has other plans to attempt to subvert this arrangement in the way of false flag incidents that would be blamed falsely on Iran, that would create a pretext for an Israeli and or American war against Iran. That would be a great tragedy. We certainly pray that that doesn't happen. But in the meantime, I think Mr. Putin is taking whatever steps he can take to ensure that the Iranians would be in a better position to defend themselves in the event that Israel has something up its sleeve after the 17th of September. This, I think, is part of a package. The rest of the package is this. I think we're going to see these economic sanctions that have been enacted against Iran falling apart like a cheap suit, because in the P5+1 deal, it's very obvious to some of the other countries that were a party to these negotiations, including Russia, but not limited to Russia, want to lift these sanctions and want to resume a normal political and economic and trade relationship with Tehran. And that, to me, is another positive as well, because it's an indication that Israel's policy of marginalizing Iran and demonizing Iran and moving Iran into a situation where it was in isolation, where the Russians were concerned and where the Western world was concerned generally, that's all falling apart now. I think that that's a great thing, because ultimately anything that can be done to strengthen Tehran militarily against an illegitimate attack by Israel, anything that can be done to solidify normal economic and trade relationships between some of these P5+1 countries and Iran, is in everyone's interest, not simply Iran's, but in the interest of peace-loving peoples in all of these other countries who are basically tired of this American neoconservative and American Zionist-driven foreign policy and want to move to a better day. So I support Mr. Putin and what he is doing with the Iranians, and I think it benefits good, decent American people as well.